The city that turned around its murder rate in the so-called Boston Miracle is again seeing a rise in violence. Much of it is gang-related, and law enforcement officials complain it's difficult to prosecute those cases because of a growing problem: witness intimidation. Courtrooms in Boston already have banned T-shirts that read "Stop Snitching" and cell phones with cameras. A new bill in the Massachusetts legislature goes a step further. It would restrict criminal defense attorneys' access to grand jury evidence against their clients. From WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
The bill, aimed at curbing gang violence, would create the state's first witness protection program, offering police details and temporary relocation to witnesses who fear testifying. The bill would also withhold grand jury testimony from defense lawyers, something law enforcement officials say will encourage more witnesses to testify. Current law allows the defense to have a written transcript of the hearing to go over with the defendant. The transcript includes a list of witnesses, what they said under oath, and their address.
When those grand jury notes hit the streets in a gang murder, it's like a bomb goes off. I've seen it many times.
Emmett Folgert is head of an anti-gang group, the Dorchester Youth Collaborative. He was recently at the State House lobbying for the bill, which would keep lawyers and their clients from having easy access to what is said inside the grand jury room.
Gangs don't trust each other. If they come out with their own notes, fellow gang members may not believe them. But if they come out with an official document from the court, that can become a hit list. That can cause murders. It's very different.
Daniel Conley is district attorney of Suffolk County, which includes Boston. He says witness intimidation occurs in about 90% of the gun and gang cases his office prosecutes. Conley remembers one case in which an entire housing project was flooded with witness testimony.
The grand jury minutes were tacked to the doors of the development. So basically, think about it. Everyone who walked through the doors, what's this? Oh, geez, Johnny Jones is talking to the police about the murder that happened here last week. And now Johnny Jones might as well put a bullseye on his back, right? So, I mean, this is why we think it's important that they not be disseminated to the wider public.
Conley says another district attorney told him about another case in which grand jury minutes were mailed out so everyone could see who was cooperating with police. The word "rat" was written on the minutes. The bill in the State House could restrict defense access to grand jury minutes entirely unless a judge rules otherwise. Ann Goldbach, president of the Massachusetts Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, says without giving their clients time to study who will be testifying against them and what they'll say, defendants can't help with their cases.
It absolutely ties our hands in terms of consulting with our client, knowing how to investigate a case, trying to prepare a defense. We may have all the information, we may know who these people are, but it means nothing if our client can't consult with us. They may say, oh, that person isn't telling the truth, or that person has a motive to lie.
Witness intimidation is a problem nationwide. A majority of states already block pretrial access to grand jury minutes in order to encourage witnesses to testify. Massachusetts, Florida, and Missouri are some of the exceptions. Harvey Silverglade, a Boston-based criminal defense and civil liberties lawyer, says there's no reason to completely block the defense from grand jury testimony. In federal cases, he points out, grand jury testimony remains secret unless a witness goes on to testify at a trial, and the defense doesn't get the transcript until shortly before the witness appears in court.
And of course, there's no reason to not give out grand jury minutes at least the day before a witness takes the stand, as is the case in the federal system, because at that point it's too late to engage in witness intimidation.
State legislative leaders are working on a final version of the bill for a vote in the next few weeks. It will then go to Governor Mitt Romney, who says he supports efforts to protect witnesses. If the bill becomes law, the Massachusetts Criminal Defense Lawyers Association plans to mount a constitutional challenge. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.